We're going to be a couple of minutes here. Starting out, getting started, because I've got two that just now pulled in.
Or play a song or something.
Well, it's my singers I'm waiting on. I can play another one.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Singing that? Oh, don't say. Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Got a lot of problems this evening. A lot of sadness. A lot of sorrows. This will be our last evening here in this church. Been praying for the last couple of days, couple of nights, about what to do. But you know, man just don't have any desire to hear the word anymore. So trying to get things done is almost an impossibility. But as long as I'm here on this earth and I've got any voice at all, it'll be for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to mute you, Kenny, you and Dennis, but you can hear me. I know. All right. Because got some things to share with you before we get in to any scripture or anything tonight. I'm going to be trying to get with you, Kenny, and you, Dennis. I need to get with you to find out what you would do with this ministry. because as of tonight, this will be my last night of it. We can't seem to get anything set up, get the work done. So, as I said, I've been praying about this. And unless you and Dennis want to take this ministry and do something with it, I'm going to close it down. I'll be doing an online service out of my home, like I started about 10 years back. But you know, like I said, I haven't been able to get any help in setting up anything else. I've tried the heart help. Couldn't do that either. Because you can't find nobody who wants to work nowadays either. Now, I'm going to be having Bible study online every evening at 6 p.m. at my house. Anybody that does want to come an evening with me, they're welcome. But as far as this ministry going, it's coming to a halt tonight. I'm tired, disappointed, and aggravated. Because I thought things was fixed until we could just go right on, make our move, not have to miss services or anything. But that didn't work. Well, I was talking to the Lord, and so this is what I've told you is what I've got in mind. I'm going to go talk to Alex tomorrow to see what it's going to take to turn this ministry over to you and Dennis Kenny. See what will have to be done. Imagine there will have to be some paperwork done, but we'll have to see. I'll get with you two as soon as you all figure you can get with me. And see if you even want it or what you want to do. All right. I'm going to be talking to you tonight a little bit. I'm not going to hold you long because I've got to take apart what I'm using tonight and load it up or I'll be leaving it behind. And I can't do that. Because some of it I need. So, anyway, that's where we stand. I'm going to be talking to you tonight from Psalms 119. You know, we have people. They've got ears. And they'll sit, and they listen, and you'll think that they're really getting something, and yet they don't hear. They don't hear nothing, because they just want to go right on with their own way, their own will. And never be putting the Lord first. Now, we're going to start out here with the Lord's statutes here in verse 49, 50 through 56. We're still in Psalms 119 because there's a long way through it. All right, 49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. He was talking there in 49 and all about the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the one that gives you and I our hope. And we get that hope, how? We get it through the word of Almighty God. And when we are not eating and living the word of God, then we're going to wind up with nothing. You're going to end up with no hope, no faith, no trust in God, receiving no mercy or anything else from him. Then you'll find yourself in a place you're not going to want to be. Now, 51, he says here, the proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. He's letting them know there's been a whole lot that has come against him. That's what that derision is. A lot of things coming against him. Well, we know he had a lot of followers following him, going against him. He'd speak in these places, these churches, and they'd come in behind him and talk him to the people, cutting him down. But, you see, he also let us know that the Lord hath comforted him. And when we don't let everything that comes against us stop us from loving the Lord Jesus Christ, he's always with us, and he'll make a way, just like I told you. Things may come along and close a church, and close a ministry. But God always will make a way for you to continue on with his work. Just like I was telling you. I can close this ministry out and I can still work for the Lord. Every day. I started that back about 10 years or so ago. It's still going today. We're using it right now. As I'm speaking here, it's going out everywhere the internet goes. So they may close the doors here, but they cannot close my voice. Only he can do that. Now, 52, I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. And you know that's the thing, is how we, each one, can hold ourselves in and with the Lord Jesus Christ and Almighty God. Everything that we do must go through Jesus. to get to the Father. And for the Father to get something to us, it comes back to Jesus. By the Holy Spirit. And that gives us comfort in knowing that we are with God. Now, 53, horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. And as I was telling you, for the past 2 weeks, I have been in a lot of sorrow, a lot of heartache, of the horror that came to me that Sunday morning when I was told that I had to be out of this church by the first of the month. No, really, warning to really give you time to see about anything else. I was lucky. I had a way, but that way don't seem to be working. Now, thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. We know that God's word is always with us, and it keeps a certain amount of joy and song in our hearts, regardless of what is there before us. 55, he says, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Do we remember his name at night? He's got me now where I pray of an evening. I pray at midnight. I pray again early morning. I pray all through the day. And now at 12 o'clock, I'll be praying again. Noon. Because the only thing I want is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I know that one day, and I don't know how long, but I'll be going home. And I want everything right between me and him. And that's the way I aim to keep it. Now, he says here, 56, this I had because I kept thy precepts. We can have all these things because we keep his word. That's what these precepts mean. It means his word, his way, and his will. But that means that we have to be completely and totally his. We've removed ourselves out of the way. And we're totally and completely his. Now we're going to go on now here with 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. Well, most everyone that you'll see today in any church has made him that promise. But they don't keep it. Because they're teaching contrary to his word. They're walking contrary and living contrary to the word of Almighty God. they'll hear with their ear. They listen with their ears, but they don't really hear, especially hear with the heart. Or they wouldn't be making so much excuses to stay out of church, stay away from church, and stay away from doing anything for God. But that's what they're doing. And I agree with the man on that I heard on the air. Talking about 95% of our churches anymore only meet once a week. Once a week. Sunday morning. What about that? That ain't walking with God. That's walking in the ways of the world and trying to make yourself, make other people believe something that you're not. But that's exactly what they do. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. You know, the author here in Psalms, you can't get any plainer than what he's got. Because we know that his favor comes to us through mercy. And it comes according to his word. And then how we accept his word. We miss a lot of things. We miss a lot of blessings because we are not totally ready for them because we're not walking in his word. We may walk in parts of it, but you see, we're told time after time and different place after place, especially back in the New Testament, that we cannot walk with one foot in this world and the other foot in the kingdom of God. And as long as we're trying to keep one foot in this world, we got both of them here. Because the kingdom of God ain't going to take just the other one. Now, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. This is what we need to do. We need to get off someplace where they're just us and the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and start looking within ourselves. Especially within our hearts. What kind of testimony can we really stand with? Have we been doing our best for him? And most cannot say they do. Because they got other things. Other things won't get it. It just won't do it. We may say, well, I need this, and I need this done. But if whatever it is, if it is holding you away from church and away from the Lord God and his word, you better leave it for another time and quit chasing after other things that's coming between ourselves and him. That's the reason I have made the choice I've made, because I'm not going to let anything come between me and him. If others want to join me, fine. If they don't, that's all right. That's between them and God. But I'm not going to continue worrying, wondering, and all. No. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to share his word. He gave me a way to do it. That's what I'll do. And if he gets things worked out to put me someplace else or put me back into a church, he'll get it done because he knows I'll follow him wherever he leads me. It don't matter where he leads me. I'll follow him. Now, verse 62, at midnight I will raise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I will raise when? At midnight. How many people do you know can tell you they get up at midnight to have prayer with God? Yeah, but how many do you know? See, that can tell you that. I mean church-going people. This is what I'm talking about. Because they don't have the word in them. So therefore, they really don't have the love of God and for him. And they really believe they are all right. 63. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. And that's how we should be walking, that we are companions with all that fear the Lord God, that keep his word. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. That should be on our minds continually. Lord, keep teaching me thy word. Keep showing me the way. Keep guiding me, Lord. Don't let me stray. But keep thy way. I'm going to try to cover these next 10 verses before we close out. 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Has he? I ask each one of you that is hearing this message this morning or this evening, has he dealt well with you because you're in and keeping his word? Not many can stand up and say yeah to that. Not many. He goes on with 66. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. That's where you will get good judgment and knowledge, is from his commandments. And his commandments comes from where? Comes from the word. Out of this holy Bible. 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. We all walked that pathway. Everyone born into this world will walk a while on that pathway. 68. Thou art good and dost good. Teach me thy statutes. Just about everything we have covered, that 68 verses that we have covered for the book of and the chapter, the 119 Psalms, and you can't count the times we've been told about keeping his word in one way or the other. And asking him to give us his statutes. And his statutes come from his word. He has given. We've got them. We hold them in our hands. When we hold this holy Bible, we are holding them. The thing of it is, we're not taking them. 69. The proud have forged a lie against me. Well, we know there's people out there that lies against us, especially the closer you walk with them, the more it's going to lie on you and to you. But I will keep thy precepts with what? My whole heart. I'll keep your word, God, with my whole heart. And are we? Now, 70. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy ways. In other words, they might be walking on a slippery, slimy slope like grease, but we are to walk upright. And we are to walk in his ways and in his will. That's what we need to be doing. Pardon me just a moment. Let me go look at the door, see where. I haven't seen that. I've seen that car come in and look like it backed in out there. I haven't seen it go either direction. Anyway, I didn't see it move. It might have went on the other way, but you can't be too careful anymore. All right, now. We are to light in his law. But we know those that are not walking in his word. I don't use that word grease much, but I will use the word walking on thin ice, which is basically the same thing. You're going to get in trouble with either one. 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Certain things God will let us go through so we can learn. He don't give them to us, but he'll allow us to go through it. But we don't even go through it by ourselves. He's always there with us. Now, we're going to close with this next one. The law of thy mouth is bitter unto me than thousands of gold is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy law of thy mouth. In other words, God's word. That's what he's saying here. God's word. That law that comes out of God's mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. It's worth more than all the money you can get or have. His words. These words in this Bible that I have been so hard, working so true and hard to teach and to give you, is worth more than all the gold in our treasury. Gold and silver. He put them both together. Because you see, the thing about that is that gold and silver just going to get you in lots and lots and lots of trouble. But his word, if you accept his word and live his word, will give you a way into the kingdom of God. And he'll help you while you're here. He'll help you go and keep going. He's sure been with me these past several months, and you all know that. Because most who would have went through what I've went through for the last 5 or 6 months would not have been here. They would not have been here. But you see, he gives me the strength and most of all, he gives me the will to carry on. That all comes from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Will the way. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father. Father, once again, we close your word and we close it for the last time here at this place. Father, we do have sorrow because of it. But we know that you have something even better waiting for us. We may not know what, where, how, or when. But we know, Father, your word tells us that you have everything under control for those that will follow and walk with you. Now, Father, be with each one of us. Give us the guidance needed. Fill us with thy Holy Spirit to give us the power, to give us the truth, and help us as we look to you and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for life, for love, for mercy, for obedience, for truth, and for love, your love. Father, and we pray to be able to stand your judgment, not man's, but your judgment. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. this land of ours, Father. We pray for it to repent. And for those in our government that has brought so much evil upon this land and its people, come election time, Father, to be removed and to be replaced with ones that will work for you, for the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, and to help us to put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now our prayer list, Father, as each name is called, may the Holy Spirit work with that one, Father, to fulfill whatever need they have, whether it be physical, spiritual, or financial. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Terry Coates, Bobby Johnson, Millie Johnson, myself, James Taylor. Father, we all stand in need of a touch, a mighty touch in our lives to keep us, Father, in truth and upon your word and in obedience. Now, Father, Dennis Breeden, his wife Tina, brothers in Christ, Pastor Small, Pastor Randy Johnson, the Church of God of Brandenburg, the Meade County General Baptist Church, and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, at Little Full Gospel Church of God of Ekron. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to make lighthouses out of these churches, but also places of refuge, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with your word, so that those that are walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. Now, Father, for my three friends in Pakistan, Pastor Harun Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Ivan. Keep them, Father. Keep them safe. Keep them in health. For Jimmy Emery, Sharon Monville, and her mother, for Sue and David Branson, Valence Goodman, Kelly Smith, and his wife, and Karen. Father, they all stand in need of a touch. Some in need of a physical touch, some in need of a spiritual touch. But Father, may the Holy Spirit touch them, fulfill these needs, bring them all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. God bless. All right, everyone. God bless. We'll be back with you a little later, tomorrow evening, probably at 6 p.m., God willing, online. So until then, have a good night.